Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. I really appreciate you tuning in. It's a beautiful day. It's going to get even more beautiful, I think. It's just been wonderful weather. I actually love this weather. I know I might be in the minority, but I really do like the warm weather. Hey, today is show number 339. And as you just heard, all podcasts are available. So feel free to do that. If you're traveling and you want to hear the show, you can go to the website of the station or the app and listen live that way. So that's pretty cool. I do that when I travel, believe it or not. Okay, so it's recently been the 4th of July holiday, and a lot of people are thinking about our independence and what a wonderful country it is. And I know we have our problems, but we are still the best country on the planet. And so let's go ahead and listen to some of the interviews that I did at a fireworks celebration, Red, White, and Boom. All right, so I came down to Red, White, and Boom, and I thought I'd interview some folks and ran into this family, and there's this little girl. What's your name?
Aaliyah.
Aaliyah. Did I say that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what did you ask me a minute ago?
I asked you, what the heck are your name?
Who the heck are you, I think you said.
I said Aaliyah.
And your name's Aaliyah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm Dr. Kvitko. So, why are you down here today?
Because we're doing fireworks.
Going to be seeing the fireworks. Okay, and why do we do fireworks? What's your name?
Christian.
Christian? Okay, so we have Christian, Aaliyah, and...
Olivia.
And...
Jordan.
Jordan? Jordan, Olivia, Christian, Aaliyah. Okay, so...
Jalea.
And what?
And Jalea.
Jalea. Right?
Yep.
Okay, so why do we have fireworks on July 4th? Does anybody know? Jordan? Are you Jordan?
Christian.
Because on the 4th of July, every Thursday, we celebrate fireworks because, like, maybe it's somebody's birthday... I don't know.
You're kind of close.
I know.
Okay, wait a minute. Tell me your name again.
Jalea.
Okay, Jalea, what's your answer?
Me and Jordan's answer is Independence Day.
That's right. It's Independence Day. So Christian was kind of close when he said the birthday because we're celebrating the birth of the nation, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's 4th of July.
You sure it's not the 5th?
Yeah, it's the 5th.
How old are you?
5.
Oh, but it's not the 5th, it's the 4th.
No.
Right. Okay. So, what's your favorite part of the fireworks?
My favorite part is the things if you throw them on the ground.
Oh, the things you throw on the ground. Do you have any of those?
We didn't buy the whole pack, but I like the zombie one.
Oh,
like
she's got...
I like the whole pack.
The whole pack?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. I think she has some. She's gonna, you going to do it for us? You want to do some? Okay, go ahead.
I know how to do those.
So, I see you have braces. Tell me your name again, because we won't know who we're talking to.
Olivia.
Okay, Olivia, so you have braces on, right?
Yeah.
How long have you had them?
Like, 2 months, I don't know.
10 months out, meaning 10 months ago?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, don't forget it's radio. They can't see you. Shake your head. Gotta say yes or no, okay?
Yes.
Okay, she shook her head again. Anyway. So, how are the braces? Oh, you're going to do one of the firework things for me? Okay, wait a minute. What do we do? We put them on the sidewalk. Ready? I'm going to put the microphone down. Ready? Go ahead. Whoa, that was pretty loud. That was pretty loud. It also sparked. You have some too?
This is how loud they are when two.
Okay, here go. Two of them at once. Wow, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. So you're having fun? Everybody's having fun? And this is Mom?
I'm the grandmother.
You're the grandmother. And what's your name?
Marquita Pinkins.
Marquita Pinkins?
Yes.
Okay. Well, do you guys, is this a tradition for your family?
Yes, it is. Coming down here every year.
Good. I haven't been in a long time, but I'm looking forward to it.
It's the only one I go to.
Yeah, I was noticing the suburbs have them too, but this seems to be the best, right?
Yes, it is. The very best.
Okay, and then this would be your daughter over here?
This is my neighbor and her daughter.
Oh, your neighbor. Okay, and what's your name?
My name is Diana.
Diana, okay. So, we were talking to your daughter about her braces. So,
yes.
So whose idea was it to get her braces?
It was my idea, and we started to do the 4th of July colors to change her braces, but I think she stayed with the green color instead, so.
Why green?
I don't know. Why did you get green, Olivia?
I like it.
You like green?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I forgot. How old are you?
11.
11. And how old will you be when your braces are finished, do you think? 13?
In 2 years.
13? Okay. Oh, you have a question? What?
I have, like, blue, and I will show you
how. Okay, you're going to do the thing, too? Okay. Okay, ready? Here we go. Wow, that's really cool. Ready? Whoa, you guys are cool. You guys got all the neat stuff. Okay. So I think the fireworks start in about, 20 minutes or so? And counting, right? I'm going to come back during the fireworks. Oh, there's some over there. Cool. All right, so which little girl was missing a tooth? I saw...
Right here. She's missing a tooth.
Why are you missing teeth?
Not because I want to lose teeth, not because I just like losing teeth.
You like losing them?
I wanted 100 money.
You wanted 100?
I wanted 100 money, and my tooth is growing in.
You wanted 100 for your lost tooth?
Yeah, I want 100, but the tooth fairy keeps giving me one.
Keeps giving you one? Well, at least she's giving you something.
Yeah, her's giving me. Her's not giving.
Well, you don't get money for braces.
No,
you're losing teeth, but Olivia doesn't get money for getting braces.
Right.
She lost all her grown-up. She's got her grown-up teeth now.
See, I think the only ones that get $100 for a tooth are dentists. What do you think?
Oh, I think you're right. You're right.
Yeah. Why do you have that paper, actually?
Actually, because it's in my way. I just had to move it.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Why do you carry a bag and there's a thingy in there? What do you carry that for?
That's the actual recorder. That's what's recording your voice.
Are you putting me on the news?
You'll be on the radio on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I like that.
I got to do the Nene first. Nene, Nene, Nene. Whoa!
Can I say something?
Okay, all right. No, all right, so we're good. I'm going to go talk to some other folks. And I'll probably be back since these guys are so much fun, okay?
All right, thank you.
Are you a news man or something?
I'm a news girl.
You are a boy. You are not a girl. Wait, are you on TV?
Oh, I've been on TV, but not a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Let it go, can't wait to slam the door. Here now it says, what the light says. Like a storm drain just, the cold never bothered me anyways.
Very nice, very nice. And who was that by? What's your name?
Jordan.
Jordan, okay, that was by Jordan. And who sang it the first time?
Elsa.
That was in Frozen, right?
Yep.
Okay. Cool. All right. Thank you. Okay.
Can I sing Frozen?
Okay. Go ahead.
Let it go. Let it go. Can't hold her back anymore. Let it go. Let it go. Turn away and slam the door.
Very good. And that was by?
Jalea Horton.
Jalea Horton. Okay. Thanks. Okay. Tell me your name again.
Christian.
Okay, Christian. Go ahead.
All you guys, I just want you to enjoy the firecrackers and have a nice, wonderful day.
Perfect. Thank you.
Isn't that nice of him to say? I thought that was so cool. All right, now we are going to do Dr. Kavitko's question of the day here in a second. But first, I'd like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
And let me remind folks, the winner will receive free flowers from Vice Number Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. And the question is, Aaliyah, the little girl we spoke to earlier, likes losing her baby teeth because the tooth fairy brings her money. The tooth fairy brings her $1, but how much would she prefer to get? Is it A, $10, B, $100, or C, $1,000? All right, that is $10, $100, or $1,000, A, B, C. And the winner receives free flowers from Weistember Florist, delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call, 459-9769. That's 459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Hey, this is Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito, and make sure you stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su estación favorita.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Are your teeth worn down or have crack lines in them? Do you remember when your teeth were an asset? Porcelain Veneers can make your teeth sparkle again, and all in two visits. Interested? Give us a call at 262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates. Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Are your teeth crooked, and while you would like them straight, there's no way you would wear braces for 2 years? What if I told you we could straighten your teeth in 6 months, between now and your next cleaning? Would you be interested? Call us, 262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? Well, you should. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along.
All right, we're back. We're doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. Isn't that a great song? It's like one of my favorite songs. I think it always will be. You cannot listen to that song and not start dancing or something, or tapping your toe inside your shoe even, if you're one of those people. All right, so we have four callers on the line, and we're going to roll some dice. Here we go. All right, and they're going to go with caller number two. That would be Kelly. Hey, Kelly, how are you?
I'm great. And yourself?
I'm well, I'm well. Do you have the answer to today's Dr. Kvitko question of the day?
I do. She said she wanted $100.
That's right. In fact, when she first said it, she goes, I want 100 money.
Yeah, that's right, 100 money.
So, Kelly, what do you do for a living?
I actually work in a warehousing facility doing price.
Oh, okay, so we're known for logistics here in Central Ohio, probably one of those businesses where you fulfill the orders or something? Something like that?
And, I'm sorry?
One of those, we live in Columbus, and there's lots of logistics companies around.
Yeah, similar to that, yeah.
Okay, well, cool, and thanks so much for listening, and stay on the line, and we will get the information from you so we can make sure you get those flowers, okay?
Fantastic, thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay. What? I'm Dr. Kvitko. What's your name?
John.
John, and who do we have with us? Who's
Laura.
With
us? Laura.
Hi, Laura. And we have?
Dana. I'm Dana.
Okay, so you guys, I'm good. You guys come down here and do this every year?
Nope, first time.
First time.
First
yep.
time?
Yep.
Laura.
John.
John and Dana. Okay, so you brought your own sparklers, you brought your own display, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We don't need the big display.
No. We've got to keep sparklers. It simple.
And you also brought beverages.
Of course. Gotta have some fun, right?
That's right. So do you guys live downtown?
We live in Cleveland.
Seriously?
I live in German Village.
Okay, and you both? You
Cleveland,
guys,
yeah.
You, okay. Now, every time somebody tells me they live in Cleveland, I have to correct them, because nobody really lives in Cleveland. They always live in some suburb. So where do you really live?
Westlake.
Okay, and where do you really live?
Avon.
Avon. Avon or Avon Lake?
Avon. Okay. No lake.
No lake?
On the lake.
And what brought you down to Columbus besides John?
The fireworks.
They don't have those in Cleveland.
Not on the 3rd, no.
Oh.
No. I have to work on the 4th.
Okay. Okay, so what do you do?
I'm a nurse.
Okay, I was going to guess that. At Cleveland Metro General?
Cleveland Clinic.
Cleveland Clinic. I went to Case Western Reserve.
Ah, neighbors.
Okay, and I actually grew up in Twinsburg. You heard of that?
Yeah.
Yeah. You have?
Uh-huh. So you're from Cleveland.
Yeah, exactly. I'm from Cleveland. So what does 4th of July mean to you, John?
Oh, my goodness. America.
America? Okay.
Yes, I don't know. That is a good question. That's a tough one. I wish I had thought about this.
We have time to think about it.
Yeah, these you guys have time. He doesn't.
I'm on the spot here. Freedom.
Freedom?
That's my answer.
Oh, she's just making that up. Was that really your answer?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. I mean, it's a lot of fireworks and alcohol, but it's also appreciation.
Right, the freedom to drink and do sparklers and do it and know that you're not going to be harmed in some way.
Exactly.
And the same thing for you?
Absolutely.
He's just stealing your answer.
Ditto what they said. Absolutely.
Okay.
We're probably not your best interview tonight, are we?
Well, we're not doing IQ scores, so.
Oh, okay.
It's just just like personal.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
That might actually be a little better.
All right. Okay, guys. Well, thank you so much, and I'll let you know how you can access the show. Okay.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Happy 4th.
Enjoy the
fireworks.
Pretty cool.
All right, so I guess there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 parachutists that just jumped out of a plane, and they all have like this sparkling stream behind them. I didn't even realize it was people. I thought they were just slow descending fireworks or something. But we've got some people here that are videotaping them, going to kind of watch them come down. So what does the 4th of July mean to you? Oh, wait a minute, what's your name first?
Oh, Stacy.
Okay, Stacy.
The 4th of July means my... this year specifically is the 3rd year that I've been with my boyfriend.
Oh, cool. And what's his name? What's your name?
My name's Dan.
Dan? Yeah. Stacy and Dan. Okay, Stacy and Dan. For 3 years you've been going out. Cool. Was this like an anniversary you got together on the 4th?
Yeah, more or less.
More or less, yeah.
Okay. You say more, he says less, or he says more, you say less?
I don't know.
You don't really have an exact date?
The 5th.
The 5th?
Yeah.
He's plead the 5th, or it was July 5th?
The 5th.
July 5th, that's right. July 5th, you're right.
Oh, July 5th? Okay. All right.
So 2 more days.
2 more days. Okay, well, that's cool. So any plans beyond the 5th of July this year?
We're actually on vacation. We're going to Smoky Mountain National Park next weekend.
Is that down in Tennessee?
Actually, North Carolina is where we'll be, but yeah, it does border Tennessee, so...
The border of North Carolina
we'll be
and Tennessee.
In that general vicinity.
Okay, down by the Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, and Asheville, North Carolina is just near there?
In that area, yeah. We'll be in that area.
What are you going to do there?
We're going to have a good time.
We're going kayaking, fishing, canoeing, paddleboarding, a whole bunch of fun stuff, land.
Wow, that's really neat. So, we did whitewater rafting on the Little Pigeon River. Is that where you're going to do it?
No.
Paddleboarding and canoeing.
In Stillwater.
Oh, Stillwater. Okay.
Yeah. Moving Waters is where we're going to be.
I get it.
People.
You're not old.
Them.
What do you guys do for a living? What do you do, Stacy?
I work.
All right. So actually, Stacy told me where she worked, and then later on in the interview asked me if I could edit that out. I'm not sure why she didn't want people to know where she worked, because it's actually a well-known place. But so I promised her I would edit it out.
And?
I'm a civil engineer.
Okay. That means you design roads and stuff?
I actually design dams, and I repair dams, and I inspect dams.
You know what's interesting about that and the Little Pigeon River is when we went whitewater rafting, they release water from the power plant there every day at 11 a.m., and they leave it...
Electric plant there?
Yeah. Yeah. So they have consistent water flow every day.
Yeah, it's neat. Well, they have the elevation difference that hydroelectricity is possible. Here in Ohio, we just don't have that elevation difference.
Right.
Well, we do have coal, so...
Yeah, we have coal, but they're not going to let us use it anymore pretty soon.
Oh, yeah, so I've heard.
Now, what do you think? Here's what I think is going to happen. We'll just sell it to countries that don't mind burning it. What do you think?
That's what we've been doing for a long time. I mean, all the coal that comes out of the hills in Ohio, it's not suitable to burn. So, you know where it goes? China.
And they burn it.
and they burn it. And they make our steel, and they make all this kind of stuff that we use, so... And they ship it right back, so...
We'd kind of be better off just to burn it ourselves and figure out how to do it cleaner?
That's something society has to ask themselves as a whole, and I am in no position to comment on it, but... You know,
even though we just did, right?
Yeah.
It's one of those bigger picture items that I won't take a stance on right now, but...
Okay, so...
Even though you already did.
Right. So, you work on dams. Do you work on building new dams or just servicing old dams or, I mean... Both.
Yes, both.
So I didn't know that we were actually building new dams. I can't remember the last time they dammed up a river to build a dam.
Well, there's something called an upground reservoir where they actually build a dam off stream and they pump water into the reservoir when the water is kind of at the Goldilocks condition, meaning not too high, not too low, but just right. They'll pump the water into the reservoir, and the city of Columbus just built an 800-acre reservoir. It's actually the largest in the Midwest. It's pretty impressive.
What do they call it?
It's named after some gentleman. I can't remember his name, but it's so-and-so reservoir.
Whereabouts? Was it north, south, east, west? Whereabouts?
Near Delaware Union County line. It's north of here.
Okay, so...
State Route 4 is nearby in that area.
Interesting. Will it be something that people can sailboat on or not?
No, it's closed to the public. It's just for recreation or water supply. So they store the water in there, and when the city of Columbus needs water supply, they are able to release it. It's the headwaters of the Scioto River, so they release it to the Scioto River. And it flows by gravity down to Columbus to existing infrastructure where it finds its way into water supply.
Oh, that's really neat. How could they do that without us even knowing? Is there a reason? They don't care that we know. There was
pamphlets supplied to the public. I know I got one with my water bill, so...
Okay, I got to ask you a question.
It wasn't done in any kind of secretive fashion or anything like that.
But I have to ask you a question because you know how... You got all these dry lake beds out in California, and you know we're like tropical this year. And it seems to me that in the U.S. we're pretty prosperous, but yet we have parts of the nation that are suffering either from wildfires or they have no rain or they have too much rain. It seems like we should be able to distribute water to those areas that need it through pipelines or trucks or something. You remember when we had all the snow built up over the winter in Minnesota and Wisconsin and even here? Couldn't they have trucked that out and thrown it into one of those dry lake beds out in California or something?
Who's gonna pay for that?
So it's a cost thing? I'm just asking. Well, no, I'm just asking because what about a pipeline? No, it's not a stance, just an opinion.
I would guess that it would be
yeah,
for
it's
sure
a cost thing. If they need water, they'll find a way to get it.
Who's going to pay for that? Is it going
to
come out for taxes?
Water from us here in the north that are just saturated one particular year, they could find a way to negotiate that, I'm sure.
I just wondered if maybe if we had pipelines that connected all the states, we could kind of redistribute those kind of resources so nobody's really suffering.
Who's going to pay for the pipelines?
I don't know.
Taxes. If you want to pay an extra $40 every week.
Every day?
Yeah.
Okay, kind of suspected that was the issue, but anyway. Okay, well, thanks so much. Fireworks, get ready to start. I don't want to interrupt your fireworks.
Yep, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.
And good luck to you guys.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko after these messages.
Dentally Speaking is a talk show. Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
Your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go? Here at Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we have thousands of happy patients. Stop in and see our before and after pictures. Call us at
262-9588. Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko. The other day, I saw a dental office TV commercial that said they make their dentures in days, not weeks. Well, guess what? We now offer the Lorel One-Step Denture, which means we can make your denture in about an hour. You heard me right. Dentures in about an hour. And on top of that, they cost only half as much as traditional dentures. If you have a few teeth that need removed first, we can do that at the same time and still make your dentures in about an hour. Interested? Call us at 262-9588. That's 262-9588.
I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkavitko@aol.com.
So who am I talking to now? What's your name?
Boyd.
Boyd, how old are you?
13.
13? Okay. And you're here for the fireworks, right?
Yep.
Okay. They're on July 4th.
Yes.
What does July 4th mean to you?
Fireworks.
Fireworks. Why do we do fireworks on July 4th? And wait a minute.
It means food and beer and fireworks. He's got it wrong. He's not old enough yet, though.
Okay, he'll learn. And why do we put off fireworks on July 4th?
Independence and freedom.
Independence and freedom.
Good, good answer. Bright light?
Bright lights.
Okay, cool. You guys come down here often to do this every year?
Every year.
Yep, every year.
Okay. And this is Mom?
Yep.
Okay, what's your name?
Hillary.
Hillary. And who's this?
This is Connor.
Connor?
Say hi.
He's shy.
He's shy? Okay, Connor's going to be shy. All right, so getting ready to start any second, right?
Yep.
What grade are you in if you're 13?
Eighth.
Okay, but you're on summer break right now, right? So it's a trick question. You're not in a grade.
Oh, yeah, I'm not in a grade.
Unless you were held back, right? No, I'm just teasing you. All right, you guys have fun, okay?
You too.
Okay, thanks. I don't know if you can hear the fireworks or not, but they're going on in the background up there. It's pretty cool. Everybody's kind of settled in. Oh, one of my favorite songs.
Dollar took another pounding on German, French, and British exchanges this morning, hitting the lowest point ever known in West Germany. It has declined there by 41% since 1971, and this Canadian thinks it's time to speak up for the Americans as the most generous and possibly the least appreciated people in all the world.
Finale.
And don't forget, we still need some dentists to help us with our Team Smile event on August 8th and our Dentistry from the Heart event on September 12th. Next week, join me for a show about bees, honey, and your teeth, when I will have as my guest Dwight Wells of the West Central Ohio Beekeepers Association. It's going to be a great show, so don't miss it.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kavitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkavitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.